This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Coming up soon at the Culver Center in Riverside, a chance to see the Basque folk trio, Noka. I recently spoke with Begoña Echeverria, part of Noka, about how they'll take some traditional Basque songs, sometimes centuries old, and give them an update. And sometimes that can become something quite familiar.
Aita, buen chalzaile, amadiru.
I've driven around town playing so many songs so loud, but sometimes it's Lynyrd Skynyrd, okay, but this one turns some heads. I realized the window was down, but that goes right into this other one that I had to ask you about, Shaldun and Duin.
Yeah.
This is translated as "He Sold Me,"
yes.
And I admit it took me a second listen to realize that it was Sea of Heartbreak, the Johnny
yes.
Cash tune.
Yes.
But now I have to know, did you translate or do a version of Sea of Heartbreak, or is this kind of like El Condor Paso, which became the Simon and Garfunkel, mm-hmm. If I Could, you know, some old traditional folk melody with somebody else?
Yeah, well, that would be great if that were true. So this is another example of sort of different musical worlds kind of coming together. So Kathy's and Jeff, her husband, had been playing and going to different folk festivals. So my understanding is that we love Johnny Cash, but she knew the song, and then she saw the meter of the song and said, it goes to Sea of Heartbreak. So we recorded the CD, I think it was in a week.
Okay.
And what we would do is we had so many song possibilities. So we had some where we had words and no music, or vice versa, mostly the former. And then we had a whole bunch of songs that were like, this seems like this goes together. And we just sort of tried it. And it was really a matter of how quickly Mikhail could take to it and liked it and what he could do with it. And so whatever was easy, we ran with. And this was one of those songs.
Gotcha.
That really, and this is a really super fun song to perform. So we sang this at the Smithsonian, and it's a terrible, terrible song, but it's super fun to sing. So we have a lot of these juxtapositions of words about terrible things happening to women with a really upbeat song.
Yeah.
So our joke has been, so you may love or hate it, but you'll remember what happened. So this song was in that same book that my aunt had left me, unbeknownst to her what the words were about, I think. So this is another song that I think is, you know, the words written down about 100 years ago and collected by a priest, I believe. And it was just something that he heard in the villages, and a very common phenomenon, unfortunately, still today, where a poor girl and her family sells her off to the highest bidder, and of course she doesn't want to go. So this song is, my father sold me, my mother was the money taker, my brother Bernardo is a family show, the one who found her the husband. And, you know, she's, of course, devastated. She doesn't want to marry this guy, and the father is trying to comfort her, saying, what are you worried about? You're going to be dressed in silver and gold. Like,
right.
you should be happy. So that's the song.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
This takes me back to my days of doing Celtic music programming on the air, and all these fun, upbeat, I mean fun songs.
Yes.
But they're talking about your love who had just drowned or had just...
Yes.
It's and, I'm almost sad I got
it. Well, it was funny about that. The songs that I've been writing in Basque, they're terrible. They're all so much about death. So we've actually gotten comments like, maybe you could like write a song that's not so sad or not about death. Like, okay, we'll try to find something. Because the songs, the words that come to me are these terrible things happening. I guess it's very cathartic. So we have a long tradition in Basque culture of writing these really sad songs. And there are some that are more contemporary where you can't tell from the music. But usually you can tell people sound very sad when you sing them. But in this CD, we really have a sort of that juxtaposition, which to us is really kind of fun.
Right. That's Begoña Echeverria, one-third of Noka, performing at the Culver Center in Riverside October 13th. More from Begoña also on the next KVC Arts, along with Jessica Greenwell, finding out more about the groundhog through a kid's book. That's tonight at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.